Hello, and welcome to Work Like a Laker podcast. This is not Megan Rickson, as you can probably tell. My name is Katie Chitwood, and I am one of the interns in our GBSU Career Center intern cohort.
And my name is Sheridan Maskey, and I am also one of our interns in the GBSU Career Center office. But we will be your hosts for this episode. So Katie, tell our viewers a little bit about what an intern cohort is and what do we do?
Yeah, absolutely. So our intern cohort is really special and it's really unique to the Career Center, I think. There's actually six of us and we were all hired at the beginning of the fall 2024 semester. We're here all year, y'all. But pretty much what we do is we all have different jobs because Career Center, we have lots of different events, networking events for students, different opportunities and resources that you guys all use and love. And we need people to make that happen. And we kind of give that student perspective for the Career Center. So basically what we do as an intern cohort is we all have different jobs like doing data analytics, writing, social media, event planning. We have so many different events like the career fair that you guys all attend and love. We have tons of different resources that we share that really just help you guys on your career path, even throughout college, throughout your degree. We want to make sure that we're here for you, and we just like to give a little bit of that student perspective to the Career Center. But today is the intern takeover episode of the Work Like a Laker podcast.
Give us a drum roll, round of applause.
Yes, yes.
Who has and what have you nots, because we are here for all of your career fair needs. Okay.
Yes. The career fair is coming up, y'all. It is coming up February 20th. So Sheridan, would you like to introduce our topic for today?
Oh my gosh, I thought you'd never ask. I feel so honored. Thank you. Okay, y'all. So all jokes aside, Career Fair, like Katie said, happening Thursday, February 20th in the DeVos Convention Center downtown, 1 to 5 p.m. We have over 150 employers already registered. They're so excited to come meet you, Lakers. So be there or be square.
For real.
Okay. But today we're going to be talking a little bit more about the actual career fair itself. So you may have noticed in our other Work Like a Laker podcast episodes that we have tips on before the fair, after the fair, but never really during the fair. How many of you grew up on a show called Ned's Declassified, School Survival Guide, Teen Nick, Channel 133 on Comcast? I remember it vividly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so vividly.
So good.
But we're going to do our own little spin on that. So this is the Career Center's Declassified Career Fair Survival Guide. Also, self-promo, be sure to follow us at GVSU Careers on all of our social media handles. We have some great TikToks highlighting some fun in-office activities, as well as our Instagram stories that are promoting all of our events, so you can stay up to date on the latest GVSU Career Center news. But before we get into this any further, I'm going to go ahead and start with some introductions. So first and foremost, hey, y'all, you've heard me talk so far, but I am Sheridan Maskey. I am one of our events management and employer relations interns in the office, and I am currently studying human resources as a senior at Grand Valley. So I'm going to go ahead and pass it off to my colleague, Lee.
All right. Hi, my name is Lee. I'm a social media and marketing intern here at the Career Center. My role is managing our social media to promote events like the Career Fair and Employer Showcase to help students stay informed and prepare for those events. I'm super excited to be here today with all of my friends.
Hi, everyone. My name is Shelby Huerta. I'm a senior studying advertising and public relations. And like my friend Lee, my job is social media intern. But for me, I specifically work with adult learners and alumni. So I just make sure that those communities are represented in our posts and our feed to make sure everyone is getting the information they need, and I'm going to pass it over to Lauren.
Hey, y'all. I'm Lauren Babb. I'm a psychology and statistics major, and my role is the data analytics intern. I'm kind of the nerd of the interns, so I just sit on my computer all day looking at data, and I've never been to the career fair before, so I'm like a newbie to all of this.
Y'all already know who I am. I am Katie Chitwood. Well, I was speaking at the beginning of this episode. So I am the writing and communications intern for the Career Center. I am also a double major in writing and film and video production. I'm a junior. And then I've only ever been to one career fair, and that was the fall 2024. So I can give some beginning tips as well.
Hi, I'm Gracie Roginski. I am studying advertising here at Grand Valley. I'm also minoring in marketing and photography, so a little bit of data, more fun aspects though. I've been to the career fair a few times, and I absolutely love it. It's been better and better every time, but being able to actually work through it this time is so amazing. I'm just thankful that I am able to work with the events management and marketing team as an intern here.
All right, y'all. So enough about us. Let's get into today's episode, where we are going to be talking about all the tips you need to survive the career fair this winter. I am a career fair veteran. I have worked and gone as a student since my first semester of freshman year, which feels like forever ago. I swear to you, like, the Snapchat memories haunt me, okay, guys? Like, it was bad that time of year. So let's get into it. I'm going to go ahead and pass it off to Lauren to go into our top 10 declassified Career Center Survival Guide career fair tips.
Okay. So number one, you got to keep calm. You're going to walk in, from what I've heard, because I've never been before, but you're going to walk in and be very overwhelmed. Everybody says take a deep breath, but I've had anxiety going to like these types of events before, and that does definitely help, but I feel like it's also all about your mindset going in, because I always kind of thought it was all or nothing. Like, if I don't get a job, I kind of failed this whole event. But there's actually a lot you can learn from just going. You can learn about your networking skills. You can learn about like other companies and what you might be looking for. And then also it helps to be prepared. So like having your elevator pitch down, and then also like dressing up, doing your research a little bit, and then just kind of knowing what the career fair is going to look like helps a lot with anxiety. And that's what we're going to tell you about today.
Definitely just take a deep breath and know you've got this. All right. And then for our second tip, we have Gracie.
Awesome. So my name is Gracie, and what I will be talking about is knowing your route in the career fair. And so by doing this, we have multiple different ways you can look at this. We have Handshake, which is a great way you can plan ahead to see what employers are going to be there. We not only list the employers, but we also list them by your career community, which can be like business and management, communication and arts, STEM, etc. And that way you can figure out which employers are more tailored towards you. And by figuring out who the employers that you want to see are is great. And once you get to the career fair, you'll actually be able to see what booth they're at. And everything this year will be color coded, will be amazing.
Okay. For our type A students, this is for you. This
Holla
is for
at
you.
Me, y'all. Yes. Come on now.
So yes, once we'll have a little key. If you're in business and management, you'll be orange. You can look for those orange colors. Mm-hmm. If you're STEM, you look for the light green. We've got you covered. We decided to upgrade this year a little bit, spend a little extra more money, and make it easier for you. But once again, know your route, because you know what? It makes life easier, but also know that if you don't know your route, that's perfectly fine. Students are walking around everywhere. So like Lauren said, take a deep breath. Everyone has anxiety. I have anxiety. It's not good. But you know what? We all live with it. We love it. And just add it to who you are, because you know what? That makes you you.
Okay. Okay. You ate with that last line. It makes you you. So remember that, guys. When you're taking that deep breath, remember, you know your route. You know where you're going to go. And hopefully that route takes you to our ready room to get you further prepared. So Shelby, what can you tell us about the ready room?
Yeah, of course. So the ready room, and I'm going to reference one of our TikToks we made. So my friend Lee made a TikTok last year for the prior career fair. And in this TikTok, we pointed out the get ready room. And why this is so important is you can come in thinking, I'm prepared, I'm ready. And I know you are. I bet you are. But it never hurts to check your teeth. Because if you're like me and you've left the house and you didn't look and there's spinach in your teeth, there's nothing worse than somebody at the table saying, do you know you have something in your teeth? Yeah, no. Don't recommend. My friend Lee and I filmed a TikTok last year, like we said, and throughout this video, we showcased the aspects of the Get Ready Room. Lee, would you like to tell them what we have?
So we actually have a snack area, so you can just grab snack to fuel your energy, boost your confidence. And we also have some photos you can grab it to make sure your resume and everything is in place. Going to the ready room is a great way to calm your nerves. make some final preparations before stepping into the fair, feeling confident and ready to connect.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great, using the Ready Room is a great way to get yourself mentally prepared, but also physically prepared. We've got Career Center advisors there, Career Center staff. So definitely, like, if you have any questions, go and ask them. And also, like Lee said, guys, there's cookies. Who doesn't want a cookie?
Oh my gosh. Like, they're so good.
Chocolate chip cookies, y'all. Like, this is good.
It's like those good cookies, too, where yeah. they're like chocolate chips melt in your hands. Mm-hmm. Just don't wipe them on your suit pants, y'all. Yes. I beg.
Yeah, they've got chocolate chip cookies and napkins, so you don't wipe the chocolate on your suit that you...
Please, y'all.
That you ironed or steamed to get ready for this event. Yes. But there are also Career Center staff there to help answer all your questions. And just, we want to tell you a little bit more about our resources that we have in that room. And that's actually our next tip. So, Gracie, you want to jump into that?
Yeah, so a lot of the resources have kind of been discussed a little already, the Ready Room being one of our biggest resources. We have some faculty and staff in there, so if you have any questions like, hey, how should I approach this? Is this a good elevator pitch before you even talk to an employer, which is great. So with that, you can definitely talk to people because asking for help is okay. Everybody needs help. I know I'm a senior this year. I still ask for help. I know my parents still ask for help sometimes, especially with the tech stuff, which is perfectly fine. So with that, we have Career Center employees and staff members always walking around and helping. So they are super friendly. They'll be wearing like Laker blue, which is great. So you can always look for them if you have a question, and don't be embarrassed because we all have questions. But if you want to take a step further, and even before the career fair, the Career Center has tons of resources where they can look over your resume and they can help you do your elevator pitch. But we also have some of those resources at the career fair, except for printing. You do have to print your resume before the career fair.
We'll be here to help, though. Come yes. see us, 101B DeVos or 200 Stu in Allendale for all of you Allendale folks.
Yeah, quick plug. We do have lots of career fair prep sessions before the fair. We're talking, this episode is tips on what to do actually during the career fair, because we know, I had no clue what it looked like. I know a lot of y'all don't know what it looks like. So this is about that, but take a look at our website. Take a look at our events page. Take a look on our socials. You will see all the events where you can go get resume help, print your resume, get ready for this.
And one last thing in the Ready Room. We have these great padfolios. I cannot tell you. They love the padfolios. People will steal them because they're so cool. So if you're going to end up going to the career fair, which you should, mm-hmm. I better see you all there.
Mm-hmm.
Please watching. Grab them. Yes, we are watching. Grab a padfolio because they will be gone in seconds.
And then our next tip, number 5, we have Sheridan.
Well, we're getting into being yourself. So as many of you can probably tell from my animated voice, and for the girls sitting next to me in this room, no, I'm talking with my hands right now. I'm a very animated person, and you can be as animated as you want at the career fair. I mean, don't be overbearing by any stretch of the means, right? We have that professional boundary in place. But be yourself. I was at the career fair, and I wore my white platform boots, and I actually had an employer message me and was like, oh my goodness, you were the girl that wore the white platform boots. And I was like, how did she remember that, number one? Like, she did not remember my name, but she remembered the boots. And to this day, she's actually one of my LinkedIn contacts. She sends me different job postings that are available at her company, whether she wants me to apply for them, if I know people that want to apply for them. So building your network is half the battle. And when you're yourself, you never know. Half of that network could just fall right into place. So remember that, guys. Be yourself. Stay true to you. It can only help you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, Katie.
Yeah.
When I'm myself, how can I make sure that my mind is still open to things that might not be applicable to me in that sense?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I feel like for me, I told you guys, the only career fair I've ever been to was the one where I actually worked for the Career Center. And I can tell you that the reason I did not go before was because, honestly, I thought the career fair was only for, like, business majors and accountants.
Myth busted.
Myth busted right there. No. As Gracie said, we have employers there for every single career community. We have education, healthcare, we have communications in the arts. Like, there are opportunities there for everyone. So we want you to keep an open mind. That is The number six tip, keep an open mind. You do not know who you're going to meet, who you're going to talk to. You can go to different employers, even if you're like an accounting major and you see Corewell Health over there and you're like, why would I go to Corewell Health? They're just looking for nurses. No,
no.
Every single business has a marketing department or an accounting department. Like, go and just talk to people, meet people, keep an open mind. Definitely, like Razy said, know your route, know which employers you want to talk to, but definitely keep an open mind when you're walking in there, because you're going to meet people that you never expected to meet, and you're going to find opportunities that are really going to shape your experience later.
Okay, Katie, so that was perfectly said. I couldn't have thought of anything better to say myself.
Thank you. You're so
right about keeping an open mind and engaging with employers who, you know, you might not think you're going to fall in their web of job networking, but you probably will.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping that in mind, Shelby, tell us a little bit about an elevator pitch that will help me be successful in interacting with diverse employers.
Like my friends have said, it's very important to remain true to yourself during the career and internship fair. Along with that comes your elevator pitch. Now, you might be wondering what that is. If you're looking for a fun fact about that, stop by our office and talk to Troy, our director. He knows the history. I won't repeat it. He'll say it for me, actually. But beyond that, an elevator pitch is an important aspect to the career and internship fair. This is where you're going to sell yourself. Now, of course, with other degrees, it might be a little difficult. If you're an art major, you probably have to showcase your art. And that's a little specific. But overall, everyone still needs an elevator pitch. You need to be able to sell yourself to potential employers. Why should they hire you? Why should they look at you? Now, that doesn't mean you have to create stuff that's unnecessary, come up with, you know, facts that aren't real, anything like that. Just remain true to yourself. Present why you believe you're a great candidate. And remember to keep it short. And you'll do great.
Oh my gosh. No, thank you, because Troy did actually give me the history speech about elevator pitches. And yes, it's so actually interesting and kind of funny how like that phrase was coined. But I couldn't have said it better myself. Like, all about selling yourself and being like, this is why you want me at your company. Why do I want you in my workforce? So all about that two-way street there. But kind of getting into that, Katie, what can you tell me about interviewing the employers, right? Because they're there for me, but I want to know about them. So how do I do that?
No, like, actually, that's something that I feel like so many people forget going into career fair. Guys, yes, you want to impress these employers. You want to let them know who you are and let them know why you would be a great candidate for them. But also don't forget, you want to like where you're going to work. You want to like the people you work with, and you want to know about the employers. You want to know about who you're going to work for, who you're going to be doing math and stats like our little Lauren over here. You want to know who you're going to be writing for, like all of these different things. So interview the employers. Now, don't make it super intimidating. You don't have to be like, oh my gosh, like, what are your company's biggest strengths and weaknesses?
Please don't do that. Please, no, please,
please
don't.
Do not be scary.
Aggressive.
But you definitely want to get to know them. Ask them questions. You want to ask them, like, what does a typical day in your office look like? Or even just saying, like, oh, like, do you enjoy where you work? Do you like the company culture there? Can you tell me a little bit about it? Prepare some questions. Get to know them. Because at the end of the day, they also are trying to impress you. Remember this. They want people to come work for them. That is why they're at their career fair. So just ask them a few questions. Get to know them. Get to know what they have prepared for you.
Thank you so much for saying that, because I feel like one of the most intimidating parts is we finally figure out what to say, right? We're true to ourselves. We have that deep breath. We know where we're going. We have all our resources in that elevator pitch in our back pocket ready to go. And we get up there and we're like, okay, I have no idea what this company even does.
Mm-hmm.
So don't panic. It's okay to be like, oh, I've never heard of your company before. Could you tell me a little bit more of what your day-to-day operations look like? That is such a great question, because remember, these recruiters are there to recruit. They're there to get you to their company and in the door and your face in the media for them. It's all about that two-way relationship.
Yes.
But once you're interviewing the employers, I feel like a big thing that students often forget in the thrill of it all is getting that contact information. So Lee is going to share with you some of the hottest tips on making sure that contact information does not get lost and that network is only expanding.
so you have had a good conversation with the employers. What next? So one of the most important steps that people usually ignore is following up with the employers you talk to. So it's a chance to keep the conversation going, and it makes you stand out from other candidates. So after talking to them, ask them for their business card. You can start by sending thank you email, like, hi, I really enjoyed talking with you about this specific role at the career fair, and I'm excited about the possibility to contributing to your company. Also, you can connect with them on LinkedIn as well. Write them a message. It makes them feel like you're serious about this opportunity and you want to contribute to the company. So following up is such a simple but effective way to connect with employers and keep the connection alive. It will be opening doors for your opportunities in the future. So please don't let it end at the career fair. Instead, make the most of it by staying proactive and reaching out.
Okay, Lee. I literally could not have said that any better myself. Contact information is so important, you guys. Like, I know, like, you are showing up for yourself just by going to the career fair, but you are showing those employers that you will show up for them if you are asking for this contact information, if you're showing that you're willing to take that next step and actually move forward in employment with them. So do not forget. I mean, if you guys have business cards, go you, you're ahead of me, but like, you can give them your contact information too, for sure, but also ask them, hey, is there an email? Is there someone that I can connect with to talk more about this? Because I have so many more questions. They're going to remember that for sure. So speaking of remembering you, Sheridan, do you want to get into our final survival guide tip?
All right, listeners, congratulations. You've made it through your survival guide. Round of applause for all of you. So proud.
Absolutely.
But like Katie said, showing up for yourself, so important, especially in the year of 2025. We are putting ourselves first and we are setting healthy boundaries. But getting into leaving your mark. Leaving your mark at the career fair seems like such a daunting and honestly unfathomable task, because you're there with so many employers and so many students and you're overwhelmed, and they all probably had been listening to this podcast as well and are using the same tips. But how am I going to make sure that I leave my mark? By being authentic, genuine, and professional. Those skills are so transferable and so highly valued by employers that those are the kind of impressions that stick with people. Asking those questions, getting that contact information, and following up only furthers your mark in that company. So with that being said, thank you guys so much for listening to our Declassified Career Center Survival Guide. And I'm going to pass it over to Katie because I feel like my co-host is killing it.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you so much. I feel like every single intern killed it today. So round of applause.
The Sensational Six is here to stay.
Yes, we are here. We are here. Yeah, we just want to thank you guys so much for listening. And we really just want to encourage you guys. Go to career fair. I'm telling you right now, you are not going to regret it. Even if you just go for the experience, even just to, you know, go walk around.
Go get a cookie.
Yeah, go get a cookie, guys.
Go get a cookie, y'all.
Go get a cookie. Reminder, it is Thursday, February 20th, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the DeVos Place Convention Center. Look up our website. Go to the Career Center website. You can see all of our prep events. Follow our Instagram. Follow our TikTok. You'll see some of our smiling faces, yes, not just our voices on here.
And just remember, too, guys, that the DeVos Convention Center is downtown. It is not 101B DeVos, where we are coming at you live from right now.
Yep.
It will be downtown. So hop on that bus and get there.
And don't forget, the Laker line is happy to take you there. It's first class service. You'll arrive with a bunch of other people, so don't be nervous.
Absolutely. And it's only two stops. It's only the second stop after the Pew campus, so it's not that much further out of reach. And I kid you not, it literally stops right at the building. So you just walk straight in and you've got it.
Well, we have had so much fun talking to you guys today. Thank you so much for listening to us.
Oh my goodness.
We will catch you on the next Work Like a Laker podcast.
Peace out, y'all.
Bye.